Welcome back, guys. You are listening to the Dave Glover Show on KMOX. 4 o'clock straight up. The Cardinals are about to have a press conference. I'm joined by Matt Pauly. Matt, big day in St. Louis.
It is, Dave. As you might be able to hear in the background, they are going to be starting a press conference in just a moment, presumably to announce an extension for J.J. Weatherholt. Let me listen into this for just a second, see if they're starting. Okay, I think it's still going to be
a
moment.
But tomorrow, so we have a lot of staff in town.
We're going to go ahead and go to the press conference. I believe that was Heim's voice. Are they starting? I can't see it, Dave, so this is making for fantastic radios. I'm trying to listen and figure out what is going on. But, Dave, nonetheless, obviously a really, really big day for the Cardinals. An 8-year extension is what's being reported for J.J. Weatherholt.
Are we going to go to the press conference, Matt?
They're going to start at any moment.
Okay. I will say this. As a fan, I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, I think so. And this is something that is very much... Okay, we're going to go to it right now.
Good,
Dave, here it is.
Exciting day for many people in this room. Cardinals CEO Bill DeWitt III, our guest of honor, you know, Cardinals President Heim Bloom, but also important people in the room, J.J.'s parents, Mark and Holly. Give a hand for that. Jim Randazzo, and of course our manager Oliver Marmol and JJ's teammates, coaches, staff, front office, welcome. At this time, I'll turn over to Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, Heim Bloom.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for making the adjustment on short notice. Very exciting day for us to make this announcement on contract extension with JJ. First of all, congrats, JJ. Congratulations to his family, Mike and Holly. Very glad you're here. As a parent myself, I think about this stuff sometimes and just all of the work that goes into raising someone who's a good person, who treats people right, who's independent, who's confident, who's resilient. Who's passionate about his craft and committed to it. It's a lot of work. So it's really good that you're here. Jeff Randazzo, Covenant Sports Group, JJ's agent and his group, glad you're here. Thank you to ownership, to the DeWitt family for the support in making this commitment with JJ. Also, because the draft is tomorrow, we're fortunate, a lot of our scouting staff are here, and I see Flo in the room, Flo, who drafted JJ in 2024. I don't know if T.C. Calhoun, who's the area scout who signed him, is in the room. T.C. is here, so that's pretty special, too, to be able to have that happen, because there's a lot of fingerprints in this organization. Every time any one of our players reaches the big leagues, and we've been fortunate this year to have a bunch of them join us. I'll keep this pretty brief, because you all get to see JJ play every day, and I think his play speaks for itself. What you might not get to see as much is who he is, how he works, how he prepares, how he learns, how much he wants to be great, how much he cares about winning. All of that is great. He checks all those boxes. So we're really, really excited. Obviously, this event right now is about JJ, rightly so. A lot of his teammates are here. A lot of our staff are here. I'm happy about that because I love what all of you guys are doing and have done culturally this year, what we're building, and all the guys here who are a part of this. And we still have a lot of work to do. We know we're not where we want to be yet. We got to work hard. We got to work with purpose. We got to work with urgency. But we feel that this commitment that we're making with JJ is a nice step towards where we want to go. And so we're happy to be making that today. And I'll turn it over to JJ to say a few things.
Just want to say thank you, obviously, to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise be to him and my family, my mom and my dad who are here, have sacrificed so much to allow me to play this game that I love for my whole life. My agent Jeff and the Covenant team, Cashin, his son right there, who made the trip at 4:45 this morning to be in here. Those guys have been with me since college, and it's amazing to have staff like that supports you and helps me manage everything that's going on. Ollie, has been so great for me and all the coaches here, including my teammates. Just those guys have been so helpful to help me work, go about my business, to learn what I need to learn, and to just continue to get better and focus on my craft. My teammates, of course, has made this transition just unbelievable. I couldn't ask for a better group of guys to go out every day with and work with. And guys who are showing me the ropes, guys who are challenging me, guys who are getting me better. Of course, hitting department as well, just working with them every single day. It's been amazing. Stubby on the defensive end and all the guys who just spend so much time behind the scenes helping me. Chad, our video departments. Everybody, it's a team effort, and this is just, you know, the beginning for me, and it's just been so exciting to continue to work and get the opportunities that I have. Obviously, to Haim in the front office, the guys who believe in me, the guys who drafted me, it's been incredible that I got drafted by this organization, was able to debut this year, and then now to get an extension, just so grateful. You know, I've always been the kind of guy who wants to respect and do well to those who do well to me, and so for them to take that step towards me, it means a lot. In St. Louis, it's been just great to be embraced by the fans, the culture that we're really trying to build here, to just continue to get back to playing the baseball that this town deserves. So, you know, could go on and on, but just it's been a combined effort. It's not just about me. Just so excited to be here. So thankful for the guys who have stepped up to make this work out, and just couldn't be happier.
Thank you, JJ. Very well said. Let's get our first question. Raise your hand and we'll get started. Mark,
does this mean that you can now afford your own haircuts?
That one was still on you.
Lynn?
For JJ. I wonder for you, how much do you feel like this changes any maybe responsibility or just role within the club and the clubhouse?
You know, it's one of the biggest things that me and Haim talked about is just continuing to be myself. So, you know, I'm going to go about my work every single day. This won't change that. Just continue to try to get better each and every day. And, you know, obviously people are going to see that I'm here for a long time. And that's great. So I'll have some role of just trying to be able to shape culture. But there's still guys in this clubhouse who have, you know, been helping me along the ropes, and I got so much to learn. So just continue to go about my business and just continue to learn from other guys.
JJ, I mean, you mentioned just being here for a long time. How much does that mean to you to have that opportunity to kind of leave your fingerprints on this organization?
A lot, yeah. I mean, I want to be in the same spot. Like, that's just how I am. I'm from a small town. Went to college an hour outside of that. Wanted to stay there as long as possible. It's the same here. You know, when I got drafted, I knew that I wanted to be here for as long as possible. And this is the step in that direction. So it means a lot.
The confidence that this now gives you and the incredible first half you've had, how does this now push you forward and make you feel even more confident? Because everyone's always talking about how you have such poise, even as a young player in this game.
I mean, it's just great to have the backing from our staff and in front office, that this obviously shows that, you know, they believe. And so that's great there. But just continue to go about my work that I do every day, and that's where the confidence mainly comes from, is that preparation and the work that I do behind the scenes. So this won't change a ton of that, but may free you up a little bit.
Rob? Hi, has this been in the works for a while, or did it kind of happen, come together pretty quickly?
We talked about it for a little while. You know, without getting too deep into it, there had been some conversation about this as far back as the spring, on and off, and then you know, we were able to come together now.
Bill, I know we're here a couple weeks ago talking, you know, with some of the leadership changes and kind of looking ahead to the future of the organization. How much is this move kind of a symbol of kind of where you guys want to head and kind of how you guys are progressing toward that?
Yeah, I mean, it's an important day, I think, for our long-term strategy of really building a core. Obviously, we're seeing that out on the field every day, and JJ is one of the keys to that group. And you know, locking him up for this long period of time feels like you know, one down and several more to go at some point. But it's a nice organizational milestone, but it's really just the beginning. And I think it shows, hopefully, our fans that we're committed to this process. And I think, committed to playing it out in all the different ways that this process has to be committed to. So one of those is committing to some of your players long term, and so I think that's a big milestone in that rebuilding effort.
Hi. What, in your estimation, makes JJ, you know, a guy that you wanted to do this with after such a short period of time? Obviously, it's been around the league. Things like these are happening more often. But for you, what made him the guy to sort of lock up and to do this now at this point?
Yeah, well, we think he's a really good baseball player. Like, he's very good at baseball. No, in all seriousness, like, that's not just a laugh line. LD, Larry Day, our farm director, is in the room. He likes to say that there's not big things or little things. There's just things. There's a lot of things that go into winning a baseball game. JJ cares about all of them, and he's really good at all of them. And that shows in a lot of different things that he does on the field. And again, I don't want to talk too much about the on-field because you guys get to see that. You know, I think some of what this is about in terms of why the commitment, why now? Look, there's, you know, Yogi Berra said predictions are hard, especially about the future. There's always upside, there's risk in everything that we do. But, you know, here's something that I think I know, which is that when this is done, JJ's going to go back in there. He's going to treat everybody in there with respect, and he's going to do everything that he needs to do in the training room, in the weight room, in the video room, in the cage, to get ready to go beat the opposition tonight. And then tomorrow, the same guy's going to walk in the door and do the same thing. And, you know, that's really, I go back to, you know, what I know Ollie said at the beginning of the season when you guys were asking about JJ hitting leadoff. And he said, we trust him. And that is as much as everything you see on the field. That's why, in my view, why we're sitting here.
All right. We got a game to get ready for. Appreciate everybody taking the time. And
all right, that is the press conference. Again, this is Matt Pauley coming your way from Busch Stadium, where the Cardinals have officially announced a contract extension for J.J. Weatherholt, an eight-year extension that does kick in next year. So they are buying out some of his arbitration years, also club control years, and even free agent years to give him the eight-year deal. And Dave, I'll hand things back to you, but an exciting time right now for Cardinals fans.
Yeah, Matt, do you want to join us after the break and discuss it a little bit, or you got work to do for tonight?
No, we can. I'll stick around a little bit.
All right, great. We're going to take a quick break here on the DGS. When we come back, Matt Pauley will do an analysis for us of the eight-year extension of J.J. Weatherholt. Back in a minute. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Once again, big congratulations to Rachel Zimmerman, 10-year anniversary on the DGS. We love her, and we've been celebrating her all day. If you haven't heard it yet, let me be the one to tell you, the Cardinals have signed J.J. Weatherholt to an eight-year extension. I'm joined by Matt Pauley from the sports department. Matt, I can't imagine that there's a Cardinal fan out there who's not ecstatic about this, but take us a little deeper. Tell us, give us your analysis.
Yeah, I really like this deal. So, yeah, J.J. Weatherholt was somebody who was in the first year, obviously, of his major league career. So the way the major league pay system works is the first few years when you're under club control, essentially you're making very little money in terms of major league players. And then you get to a point where you get to go to arbitration and you get some raises from there, and then you finally reach free agency. What the Cardinals did today is they're giving him a substantial raise during his club control years and maybe during his arbitration years as a way, and then they buy out a couple of his free agent years on the backside of this, where they'll be paying him a lot less than what he would have made at that point as a free agent. So it's an eight-year deal that kicks in next year. I think when, you know, a lot of teams do this with other players, and when you compare the money they're giving to Weatherholt to what some of the other players are getting, I think this is a really, really good deal for the Cardinals.
I think so, too. That's the very first thing I thought. I mean, I don't know the numbers like you guys do, but when I heard that, I thought, oh, that's a bargain. I'll take that.
Yeah, and again, he's huge raises this year where he's making literally hundreds of thousands of dollars as opposed to millions of dollars. So for him, he's going to see a lot more money here up front. But what this also does for him is it buys him financial security here at the beginning. When you're making hundreds of thousands of dollars. And look, that is really, really good money. I'm not trying to like scoff at that. But when you're doing things like maybe wanting to install a batting cage at your home, maybe wanting to hire a personal trainer, all these expenses that go along with being a professional baseball player, that adds up really, really quickly. So now he's got all this money up front. He can go do everything that he needs to do and spend every penny that he needs to spend. And he's able to do that because of the money he's making right now.
So, Matt, as you can imagine, the KMOX has been buzzing and everyone's talking about it. And one of the big things is like, okay, this is the first of many. Is there any reason to believe there will be a domino effect and maybe talk to Jordan Walker, maybe talking about Mason Wynn, or should we just be happy with this and let the other guys go as they go?
Yeah, it's a completely different situation with Jordan Walker because of how much closer he is to actual free agency. So next year will be his first year of arbitration. So that's the first moment that you get the opportunity to get a really big raise as a player. So when you're buying out club control years, so for example, this year Jordan Walker is making $799,000. He'll be making millions of dollars next year just because of arbitration. So if you're the Cardinals and you want to give Walker a big contract extension, you don't have the benefit with him of buying out the club control years where he's making hundreds of thousands of dollars. You have to start trying to buy out the arbitration years and then maybe free agent years. And if he keeps doing what he's doing right now, at that point, you know, you're talking like Aaron Judge money. That's the sort of stuff that he's putting up. So I think it is extremely more challenging to get this deal done with Jordan Walker because of how much deeper he is into his major league career as opposed to a J.J. Weatherholt. I don't know if they'd want to do that with Mason Wynn quite yet. I feel like the jury is still out on who Mason Wynn exactly is, who he is. His offensive profile has not completely come into focus quite yet. I don't know. I'm just kind of like internally filtering through the different players that you might be looking at. And I don't know. I think this is the one that makes the most sense. Could you pull what the Brewers do? The Brewers love to give these type of contract extensions to guys who have not even gone to the big leagues yet. The Lara kid who just made his major league debut against St. Louis 2 days ago, he had already signed one of these type of extensions previously before he even made his major league debut. So, I mean, like, do you do that with like a Joshua Baez? I'd be pretty surprised if that ended up happening. So that's a really long answer, Dave, to say, probably not.
No, that's why we have you. So I'm thinking if I were in Mr. DeWitt's chair, I would be thinking, boy, on one hand, I'm going to be spending a lot of money in the next few years. Second, my other thought would be, but that's only because I have some great young players. So, you know, double-edged sword, but I'll take it.
Yeah, and look, you're right, but also to put it on the other hand, $112 million over 8 years, Dave, that's not a lot of money.
Right.
That's really not a lot of money. That's why teams do this. You give the players more money at the front of the contract, and it really helps the players, but the benefit to the team is the overall contract looks great. I mean, if J.J. Weatherholt was just a flat free agent, he might make double that. I mean, it would be an insane more amount of money, but because the system is what the system is, it gives teams the opportunity to make moves like these.
Matt, you'll remember this. On opening day, I texted you and said, I think J.J. Weatherholt may be this generation's Stan Musial. And what I meant by that was, I'm not saying he's going to have 3,000 hits or he's going to, you know, have the output that Stan had. But as far as being a solid guy and a true Cardinal in every sense of the word, I stand by that.
He's a really good guy. He's a fantastic human being. And, you know, like, I'm a person of faith, so when he opens up his press conference saying, I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I really appreciate that. And he's very out there with his faith. He was speaking at the Christian Day here recently. And just because somebody's got a faith doesn't mean automatically mean they're a great guy. Like, trust me, I've seen the opposite of that many, many times in my life. But I think he walks the walk is what I'm trying to say. From what I don't know, I'm not super close with JJ by any stretch of the mind, but what I know of him, I think he really does, for the most part, live his life beyond reproach, and he is the perfect kind of individual that you want representing your organization.
Matt, what will you guys be kicking around on Redbird Rush Hour today?
Yeah, we'll be talking a lot about this. So it's going to be me and Bernie today from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And, you know, a lot of what you've asked me about, we'll kind of get into, because who is the core of the St. Louis Cardinals moving forward? We know that J.J. Weatherholt absolutely is. But who's the next guy and the next guy after that? And are they here? Is there anybody on this current roster that you feel like can be here for the next 8 years and be right in the middle of it? So that's kind of where we'll be going today.
All right, buddy. We'll be listening. Thank you, Matt.
All right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Good day.
It's been a very fun day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had Clake.
We had lots of Clake.
Mm-hmm.
We had King and I. We had a singing telegram.
We had it all.
Andrew Cust.
Andrew Cust. Maybe my favorite thing that happened.
I did Cust.
I'm going to get you a cake that just has the F word on it. An early happy birthday to you, my friend.
Yes.
Thank you. Sunday. Thank you. Thank you. Sunday is the big day.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm excited.
He's in his late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
I am every bit of my late 30s, I'll tell you that much. Feeling every moment of it.
Yeah. Rachel, you have a good day.
I had a wonderful day. Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We appreciate you. We love you. You look tired.
It's just been like nonstop.
Emotional.
It's been a very, it's been a great show, but it's also like, whoa, so much happened in the past couple hours.
Yeah.
This is the biggest show we've had in a while.
Yes. I can't do too many of these. I'm an old man.
I feel like we had like a toddler's birthday party or something.
There is a big balloon floating in the middle of the room.
Someone went to Andrew's mom and said, "I'm sorry, but your son said the F word." Andrew, you know better than that. Put the cake down.
We had a little bit of a behavior problem.
Sue Thomas's hair is silver.
I know. She looks great.
Yeah. That was the cherry on top of everything is Sue walking in with like shining silver hair, and we're like, okay.
Yeah. I had a damn singing telegram lady come from Cape Girardeau, and she wasn't the biggest surprise of the day. That's tough.